YouTube censors Live Action's pro-life video, 4 years after it was posted. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 9, 2020. Google-owned YouTube deleted a pro-life video with 1.8 million views posted by the pro-life organization, Live Action, 4 years after it was posted. The social media platform later reinstated the video after the organization appealed Google's censorship. Just now, YouTube has deleted one of Live Action's abortion procedures videos, tweeted the pro-life organization on Friday. The video is presented by a former abortionist, has been seen 1.8 million times, and has been live since 2016. This is dangerous and unacceptable, @Team YouTube. This is the video YouTube deleted, added the founder and president of Live Action, Lila Rose. This educational video has saved countless lives and spreads the truth. In the video, Dr. Anthony Levitino, a former abortionist, explains the truth about what goes into different abortion procedures. The video was just reinstated, but YouTube is not explaining why it was initially taken down, tweeted Rose an hour later. Last year they temporarily removed our undercover footage showing Planned Parenthood aiding sex traffickers, claiming it was a mistake. Rose continued by asking why it appears that YouTube keeping making so-called mistakes when it comes to the pro-life organization's content. Why do these mistakes keep happening to us, @Team YouTube? She added. Thank you for submitting your video appeal to YouTube, said YouTube to Live Action in a purported email. After further review, we have reinstated your video. Last year, Live Action sent a legal demand to YouTube and Pinterest alleging that both companies have violated the law by discriminating against the pro-life organization. When reviewing the evidence in both of these cases, it is quite clear that YouTube and Pinterest have engaged in discriminatory and speech-suppressing actions that have led to monetary and reputational damages to our organization, said Live Action President Lila Rose in a statement. In 2018, YouTube mass-censored conservatives, independent commentators, and even classical liberals, while also admitting that it is mistakenly banning conservatives. A YouTube spokeswoman had admitted that some videos were being removed in error. Newer members may misapply some of our policies resulting in mistaken removals, admitted the spokeswoman. We'll reinstate any videos that were removed in error. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter @AlanaMastrangelo, on Parler @Alana, and on Instagram.